Bez Hashem, Bez Yud Gimel, 107.
Discussing the fourth way he should inspire himself to realize that he should be inspired. What is the
that we said yesterday?
Haderech Harivi.
Noach
says through the Neviim up through the Ksuvim.
He understands
the Moser that was given to them.
It's interesting because we just learned recently
that in the Chavetz Chaim and the Chavetz Chaim that we send out.
It's not just that he's learning Sefer Shoyim
at the end of his present or any part of the Navi
upside down.
He says over there
in the Ksuvim, learn about a
different vibe again. Childbirth.
Why is this going to gain and grow in the Muna?
Well, what you can learn anytime
learn
of the year.
First, he says, first,
Chumash with Rashi,
that there's din, and Lishin, like V'yesh Dayan.
Learn not, V'yesh Darachap.
And there are judgments that Hashem will
not talking about
V'yesh
Darachap.
The reward to those who deserve it, and he punishes those who deserve the punishment.
Views,
you see this throughout Tanakh.
We continue with an example from Sukkim,
his information,
responsibility. Where people took to heart
such a lesson
that was in front of them.
You learn the
V'yam,
whoever learns
specifically
the parts
that
get to the Musa,
but doesn't fulfill.
The Pasuk says,
the person never should have been born.
I want to share with you a story.
True story.
All the people were crying.
They were weeping.
It's a cute story also.
Next,
when they heard the words of pieces,
what is the Pasuk referring to?
There was a Yid.
Ben Yoyin is going to discuss.
Historically,
his name was Dave.
What happened was as follows.
The rebuke that Hashem gives Klal Yisrael.
Shortly after Ezra's Seifer.
Not paying attention and had his Torah.
Yitzhara
was getting the best of him. We had mentioned yesterday and the day before.
Understanding
that a person comes across
different words of Psukim.
The remote control was in front of him.
And the
words of Psukim are
for those who don't know,
that's the reason that turns on the screen.
And the person ignores them.
Okay.
On Rosh Hashanah.
Hashem doesn't appreciate that.
And they pressed the button, the power button,
and they read
on,
the words
in the Torah, back and forth, back and forth. The Yetzer Hara is saying,
Finally,
Hashem
said,
I wrote the Torah, they were crying because they pressed the red button.
They were not fulfilling the word.
What did I write as soon as he turned the screen?
You cry yourself. And what was your response? You ignored
it.
It's an example of Ben Yonah's teaching us.
Like the purpose,
because this is the David Letterman show. Excuse me for saying the names of these things on this year.
You learn
and
the safer,
someone
you learn
on
the
screen, I don't know the history behind that, was saying, good
Shabbos
day.
This person's name was working, coming about you, but his name was Dave.
Like, how do you know where to go and what to
now,
do?
I don't know if he pressed the button off.
But I'm sure he had an inclination to press it off.
Shuva.
Of crying.
Hashem talks
well,
about it. Hashem is giving us
the basis.
Whether it's through the Nevi'im and we hear and see what's going on.
Open the
you go to a shear and you hear what's going on.
Take out a hammer.
Giving us the messages. It's not going
to
work so well. Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us
now.
We have to realize the nose
talking
to us.
Talks to the person.
And the person doesn't learn through a safe
type of flyer. The round one
is not
going to
work either. And it's a cycle.
I
know.
Which doing
is you? Many times I told you that. Which project? I went to pick up my car from the. The body shop, you know, we used to live.
How do you know how to do that?
The past, Hashem,
and I just want to get the keys
down
and pay to use it and go on with my life.
That's how you know
we
have an example of this.
You know,
next week, today is Wednesday, this coming Sunday.
I'm learning
the book of Judges. Mashiach is not here.
I'm thinking
it's the same thing with learning.
The time with the keys. Beginning,
which safe, the more he learns.
You learn your book of Judges, and I'll take my keys.
And the culmination of
can I ask you a question? That's already
said. I don't get it.
Why is it that the Jews to the words
this, this
that I've given you?
So, you know, he starts talking with a lot of respect.
The Jews are the chosen people.
Hashem,
he's
prophesizing
telling me this.
And telling
he says,
we know the Jews are the
says,
are the Baruch Hu.
Then he has to do tshuva.
He says, I don't get it. They follow
the
ways of
was,
how can you say
then
we are wise and Hashem is turning
the
leader and
dies
then
they
stop following the ways of
Hashem.
They do evil in the eyes of Hashem. He doesn't say Hashem.
So
these
people,
Yahyakim,
the time
was
the son
this
of,
the guys asking,
of Yeshayah.
This is what the
time
was the
Zion, as we have,
as the many years in
Yahweh,
was giving over the Nevuah that Hashem
what
called
made
the about
deal.
The horrible destruction
this
that's
right
come if we do not
irrelevant.
Do tshuva.
This is a question that's safe for
then when Yahyakim
went
over after his father, when we learned Hashem calls him Yahweh,
we don't need the Torah.
to write
if
all
it happens
these to come across
prophecies.
We
down
need the message in the scroll.
We should pick up
the Sefer
Navi.
It's the Eicha.
Sefer
Navi. It's the Eicha.
And learn
Ksuvim.
And when this
scroll,
this Megillah,
first has to ask himself a question.
We have to.
Do I know this
was read
to realize that Hashem is talking to us?
Learn now.
That is the point.
He says Hashem is talking to
servants
around him.
Rather,
and inspire
yourself.
The Union now brings a couple examples. And just this point,
why you're a
one we have here, talks
they
about,
burned it.
No, Rashi
cut
says
it off first, not just to burn it, but
Rashi
says,
defile it,
by
Yishayahu,
by cutting
it
up,
and then burn it.
Over a friend, you say, you know what?
It says,
by Melech Yishayahu, give him $50 bill. Says, what you owe the money?
He was one of the later kings.
Did
his father was
Amoy.
No.
Was.
So why are you giving me
$50? His grandfather was the famous
Menashe.
Because you're my friend.
Says,
yes, I'm not following. He says, well, look at the Mishnah. It says,
Knele
Chachab.
Drought.
Would
in
you like to be my friend?
Year,
for sure.
Of his reign.
$50.
As a punishment.
He began to repair
the base of Mishnah.
Knele Chachab means,
and
far,
during
these repairs, they
found the Sefer Torah.
Now, how do you
was discovered? One is from Ezra.
And they read from it. And you pay for the Sefer.
Discussion. His time period.
Exactly. What
was
a Sefer, right? There are those
that visit
this Mishnah, open up
the Sefer
Torah, get a Sefer.
And
they acquire.
They started crying.
What is Svarim do for you?
And then that Svarim,
like Fred,
that Hashem is
charging
them.
You
apply your knowledge
to the entire
property.
We
have to
improve.
Unfortunately,
that's
the damage
that his father and grandfather
did
Chachavah
before him.
You have a lot of friends.
Of
the Zara being throughout the line of Eretz Yisrael.
The Russia and
so,
the people's generation.
But that's only if you listen.
Ben Yoyin is telling us, you see,
if you listen to what the Sefer
that was where he realized,
that's
where Ben Yoyin
started.
Realized Hashem is talking to him. Hashem is saying, improve, do better.
Better for such a person.
When we are learning something,
who doesn't
something
listen
comes our
to
way,
his friends,
it's called Siniyat
Dishmaya.
The word of Hashem is talking to us. And Hashem is telling us,
we
also have to improve our way. We have many situations in our generation
never been born.
The Soine Yisrael, those who hate Klai Yisrael, they are so open about it. It's so clear. We don't have to ask, are they on our side or are they not on our side?
We should do.
They are clearly our enemies.
We learn more in order to do.
There's not one thing they want to do besides for destroy Klai Yisrael. Hashem is clearly talking to us. And Hashem is saying, do tshuva, and I'll take care of the Soine Yisrael.